Della Trumbull, a spokesperson for both the Agdigal Tribal Council and the King Cove Corporation on the Eisenbeck Road issue, says Washburn and his delegation will get a firsthand look at the transportation issues faced by King Cove residents during their visit.
It'll entail them being on the ground in Cold Bay and understanding, you know, the logistics of what's in Cold Bay. Also in King Cove, they'll be able to fly over to King Cove and then get a feel for that, and we'll be on the ground here to not only visit with people and getting a better understanding, but to look at, you know, driving out to where the end of the road currently is at the northeast corner, which basically we can see Cold Bay at that point. And we anticipate them going back by boat early Saturday morning, and then we'll do the flyover to get a better visual from the air of what the land trade entails prior to them returning back to Anchorage.
Washburn will also be conducting government-to-government meetings with the Agdigal and Belkovsky tribal councils. At issue is whether or not a one-lane gravel road will ever be built through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge to connect residents in King Cove with the all-weather airport in Cold Bay, which, as Trumbull says, can be a tough trip.
You know, we're limited as far as air traffic because of weather. Boats, and it's also limited because of weather and the high seas. And, you know, they've looked at other options, ferries and helicopters, and including the hovercraft. But the one option that'll allow us 99% of the year round to be able to get to and from King Cove is by the road.
Earlier this year, the Fish and Wildlife Service, which manages Eisenbeck, found that the road would be disruptive to the refuge and denied a land swap that effectively tabled its construction. Trumbull says they're lobbying the federal government for reconsideration because of how important regular, safe access to the airport is for medical emergencies.
Too many times the delays cause untimely deaths. They cause health complications. And, you know, the number for pregnant women having to leave, they normally have to leave the community 6 weeks ahead of time, their due date, because there's a concern of them being in King Cove and being stuck. So they have to leave their family at a lot earlier. And the cost to just not be, you know, having to be in Anchorage is very high.
The state of Alaska and the King Cove Corporation have put up more than 56,000 acres of land in exchange for the 206 acres of federal land needed to build the road through the refuge. Trumbull says that's a better deal than it sounds.
I think there's a tremendous amount of land on the table in exchange because the value not only of access for us, but the value to the federal government and U.S. Fish and Wildlife is tremendous. I think in one way I could say it's an uneven balance, but if that's what it's going to take for us to get access, I think we all come to the conclusion we are willing to give up those lands.
Many outside environmental groups lobbied against the road being built through the refuge. One consistent argument raised by those groups was that Eisenbeck would start a precedent for development on other federally protected lands. Trumbull doesn't believe that would happen.
We've been fighting for this for 35 years, and if Congress allows it, I don't see it setting a precedent. This has been a long, drawn-out battle.
After meeting with King Cove residents and officials, former Interior Secretary Ken Salazar tasked Washburn to visit the region this summer. Washburn will report his findings back to new Secretary Sally Jewell. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.